This is Robert Balgach, and welcome to the Black Swan Secrets podcast. Our focus here is to help you grow as a producer and as a business owner in the life insurance industry. Enjoy the ride. Disclaimer: past performance is not indicative of future results. Strategies discussed in this podcast may not be suitable for you, and you should make your own independent decision regarding them. This material does not take into account your particular objectives, financial situation, or needs, and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you.
Years ago, on April 15th, one of Jesus' disciples, now from my amateur point of view, let me put it to you best I can. One of Jesus' disciples said to Jesus, "It's time to pay our taxes and we don't have any money." That's how come I know it was around April 15th. That's close. In response to this statement by this disciple, Jesus said, "No problem." Now, why could he say no problem? Well, word has it, if you're a scholar at all, word has it Jesus was a miracle worker. If you handed a problem to a miracle worker, what would he be inclined to say? No problem. You got to hang out with people like that. I'm telling you. Miracle worker. I belong to a little small group. We do business around the world. These guys are all miracle workers. What an incredible group. If you handed any of them a problem, guess what they would say? No problem. They'll read how many books to solve it? How many that it takes? If they need to consult, how much consulting will they do? As much as it takes. How early will they get up? As early as it takes. So it is no problem. You've got to hang out with people like that. You cannot believe the thrill of being associated with miracle workers. People who will do whatever it takes to get the job done, perform miracles. Jesus said, "I'm telling you, it's no problem." He said, "It's going to be simple. This time to pay taxes and haven't got any money. It's going to be easy." Must have been to my seminar. Jesus said, "It's going to be easy." He said to his disciple, "Here's how easy it's going to be. Just go fishing." Now, it can't be any easier than that. And especially for this disciple, his name was Peter. And Peter was what? A fisherman. Now, if you can fish and you should fish and you don't fish, that's how come you get no miracle. But he said to his disciples, "Just go fishing. And the first fish you catch, look in his mouth." Peter said, "Okay." He was used to strange things happening. Peter goes fishing, catches the first fish, looks in his mouth, what? Coins. Coins in the fish's mouth. Peter says, "Wow, coins." And he starts counting and adding up the value of these coins. Guess how much it added up to? Exactly enough money to pay his taxes and Jesus' taxes. I'm telling you, Jesus did pay taxes. Now the question is, should he? And my book coming up is going to answer that question, right? Yes, of course. Jesus and kids should pay taxes. Everybody has to pay. Now, what do we call coins in the fish's mouth? Here's what we call it. A miracle. And here's why we call it a miracle. Simply because we don't quite understand how it works. That's all. It doesn't mean it doesn't work. It means we don't quite understand how it works. Which is true of all miracles. And most of us, all of our life is a miracle. I'm telling you. Here's the greatest miracle of all. God says, now I'm an amateur on God too, but let me give you my best shot. God says, "If you'll plant the seed, I'll make the tree." Wow, you can't have a better arrangement than that. Number one, gives God the tough end of the deal. What if you had to make the tree? That'd keep you up late night trying to figure out, how do you make a tree? God says, "No, leave the miracle part to me. I got the seed, the soil, and the sunshine, and the rain, and the miracle of the seasons, and I'm God, and I can do all this miraculous stuff. I just have reserved something very special for you, and that's what? Plant. That's it. Not chant. No, you don't have to chant and sleep under a pyramid. No. But if you want a miracle, you've got to do whatever you can do. And if that's plant, it's plant. If it's read, it's read. If it's change, it's change. If it's study, it's study. If it's work, it's work. Labor, whatever you got to do. So that's number one. Labor that works miracles. Number one, do what you can.
It was short, but powerful, no doubt about it. You know, I saw you, Dick Sylvester, really, really taking this. This is kind of like a flashback for you. So just expand on this, Dick.
It's so true, because if we will just do the work, Jamar nailed it when he was talking about 300 dials. What does it take? Enough dials. You know, what does it take? Enough leads. We do the work. That's our seed. We just plant it. And if you will do those things, you can expect a harvest. That's just the way it is. That's just the way life is. Most of us lose sight of that fact, and we take all those burdens on ourselves. We stay up late night trying to figure out how to make a tree. No, we stay up late night trying to figure out how to make a sale. No, just do the work, plant the seeds, and the harvest will come in. We're all in this together. Robert has his challenges. I've got mine. Marsha, everybody on this call today, we've all got our challenges. We just figure out what our part is to do. And that isn't always easy, because we try to take the whole burden on ourselves and do it all. And I'm just here to tell you, that doesn't work long term.
It's been very difficult to be a lone wolf in this business, because sooner or later, you're going to hit one of those valleys after a peak. And when you hit a valley, you're your worst enemy. So if you don't have a support infrastructure, odds are really against you. That's why we have this group. That's why we have training twice a day. That's why this room is open until 8, 9 p.m. every day, because we want everybody to go and be successful here. But it comes down to what Jim and Dick were talking about. Focus on that process. Don't focus on the outcome. Don't say, hey, I want to make 2,000 this week. That's a wrong goal. Much better goal is, hey, I want to make $200. I want to make $300 per day. And just keep yourself accountable for that type of a goal, because like Marsha, you know, would like to say, you know, we don't make money running appointments. We make money dialing and setting appointments. Because once you set up that appointment, it is going to be 40 to 50% close. Always is, okay? Some weeks are better, some weeks are worse, but that's the average. But if you don't have enough leads, if you don't make enough dials, you will not have enough appointments, and everything breaks from there. So that was short and sweet. Thank you, Dick. Thank you, Dream Rome. He probably can't hear me, but he did a good job. And I'm going to hand this over now to Marsha.